Sunday was World Day Against Trafficking in Person. The tracker countries, which include Norway, the United Kingdom, and the United States, says how Sudan's leaders should take steps to eradicate the human trafficking in the country. Speaking on behalf of the tracker, Michael J. Adler, the U.S. ambassador to South Sudan, said cases of trafficking in person in South Sudan include abductions of women and children, the recruitment and use of child soldiers, child marriage, and the trafficking of commercial sex workers.
July 30th is World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, and we note with grave concern instances of trafficking that continue to occur in South Sudan, including those involving sexual and gender-based violence.
Ambassador Adler urges the Transitional Government of National Unity to take steps to eradicate human trafficking and meet the minimum standards of prevention and accountability in accordance with international laws.
Addressing the issue of trafficking in persons in South Sudan is an imperative for upholding global responsibilities and safeguarding human rights. Those responsible for trafficking in persons and related crimes must be held accountable.
In 2020, South Sudan's government, together with the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, established a technical task force to counter trafficking in persons and smuggling of migrants. Brigadier General James Doug Carlo is the deputy spokesperson of the South Sudan National Police Service. Carlo says the task force has made some progress by creating awareness on trafficking in persons, as well as plans for the adoption of a comprehensive migration policy.
We are being assisted by our donors, stakeholders, headed by UNMI, UNGP, UN Women, UIPA, and other stakeholders. And then the rate of sexual gender-based violence coming to the data is not like last year. Although we have the powerful related to gender-based violence to the area, which had been in trouble, where there has been community misunderstanding.
General Carlos says despite the efforts to improve the situation, South Sudan's challenge is eradicating trafficking in persons, because the country lacks surveillance detectors to monitor its borders. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.